Here with head coach Ryan Pulley after the Terriers 23-9 victory over Holy Cross. And coach, just your general thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, I was really pleased. I was proud of the week that we had. I think we had a really tough trip to Bucknell and played a really good team and came back and wanted to get better, and I think we did that. I give a lot of credit to Holy Cross. You know, they played hard the entire game. 31's a really nice player and gave us fits all day. Goalie, I think, is one of the better goalies that we've seen. He's made a ton of saves all season and was, you know, creeping up around 50% again. He just, you know, made us really work for our goals. I think they're a well-coached group as well. But proud of our guys and just kind of the effort and the urgency and, the plays that we made throughout the day and, continue to play hard-nosed BU lacrosse.
Vince D'Alto got his 100th career goal to start things off, finished with 6-3. Just talk about his performance. Obviously a great career that's still got a lot left, but certainly made his mark today as well.
Yeah, Vince has been having a phenomenal year. He's kind of established himself as one of the best players in the country and, you know, continued that today, scoring, I believe, 5 goals in the first half and 2 assists. He got us off to a great start. He's just so versatile. He's a, tremendous shooter with both hands. He can play off ball. He can, shoot with range with both hands. He can create off the dribble. He just does so many things well. He rides really hard. He helps us in some of our clears. He's just a complete player and just doing a great job. So, happy for Vince. Congratulations on his 100th goal. But really excited to just see what is left throughout the season. But he's a great one.
Connor Calderon, 16-22 at the X. Good to see him back after missing the end of the Bucknell game. Just talk about his performance, and in particular in the first half, it seemed like he was giving you guys so many possessions in a row that led to goals, or at least made Holy Cross have to work hard on defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a luxury to have him, and it allows us to go on some scoring runs. And just Mike Slippo's done an awesome job with our offense, and we just talk about maximizing possessions, and that's whether we get a stop and clear the ball, we get the ball to the offense, whether we turn them back on a ride back in our ride, or Connor wins faceoffs. The more opportunities our offense has, we're scoring at such an efficient rate. We got a chance to go on runs and stretch leads and make it a little bit easier coming down the stretch. But Connor's been phenomenal all season. He's been phenomenal his whole career here, and just had another excellent day at the X. I thought we did a nice job when we won the ball back, clearing the ball as well, and getting the ball to our offense after we won. We lost a couple against Bucknell, and I was pleased with that.
13 different guys scored. Obviously, a lot of first collegiate goals from some guys that got in late. Just talk about how nice it is to not just have your trio of attackers with D'Alto and Perfetto and Lay get involved, but to see depth of scoring, especially for guys that don't necessarily get a lot of playing time.
Well, I mean, the first thing before I even talk about those guys scoring, they've been so important. You're talking about our reserves. They've been phenomenal. In practice, we cannot be the team that we are unless those guys are prepping us on a weekly basis, and sometimes it's a very thankful job, but I'm thanking those guys for their effort, both all across the field, whether it's our white team defense is doing a great job getting our offense ready to see what we're going to see on the weekend, or it's our scout offense just running through the sets that our opponents are going to run, or even our faceoff guys and goalies and everyone is just doing such a great guy. So to reward them with playing time it was certainly my pleasure and so well deserved. And to their credit, they played great. They really shared the ball. Sometimes you go out there and you don't run the offense. You get a opportunity to go out there and you just try to do a little too much, or you're a little bit nervous because it is your first action. But those guys play great. They really shared the ball. Credit to Coach Slippo having those guys ready, and Coach Lattimore having those guys ready on both ends of the ball to win the fourth quarter 5-0. It's a tribute to those guys, how well they played on both sides of the ball, as well as the faceoff X and in the goal.
And finally, you got Harvard coming up on Tuesday. A great rivalry game. Obviously didn't look past Holy Cross today, but how nice is it to have Harvard coming here, for a big home game and certainly a big non-conference game?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously respect Harvard. They made the tournament last year, and we've played some really close games, a lot of which we've come up on the short end. So I know our guys will be excited. They're a great team, and we're going to have to play great. We're going to have to play a great game, and we'll certainly respect their coaching staff and the players that they have. Looks like I think they won a close one today in overtime over Brown. So I'm sure they'll be ready for us, and our job is on short rest to get our guys prepared to play a great game. And I know our guys certainly didn't look past Holy Cross, to their credit, but they'll be excited for the game on Tuesday.